Hello, we are back again. Week 3 is in the books. Fantasy Football Fools here. You got me and Eliseo in the studio and Brandon via telephone. How you guys doing? Anybody?
Doing good, doing good. Happy to be here, even if it's virtual.
We are actually, the game's still on, of course. We record these on Monday nights. And me and Brandon are actually in it right now. He's got 107 points, and I have 105. I have Puka Nacua, and I have the Rams kicker. So hopefully I got it. We got one more quarter to go. Yes, week 3. So week 3 in the books. What'd you guys, any takeaways, immediate takeaways?
Broncos suck, Raiders suck.
Do the Broncos suck, or is Miami like the best offense you've ever seen?
A little column A, a little column B. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from Miami, but Denver also is really bad.
They are, but 70 points, like that's hard to do in the NFL.
I feel like if they were playing anybody else, even if they were going to manhandle anybody else, it wouldn't have been 70 points. But because it was Denver, I mean, maybe Chicago, you know, they could probably do that to Chicago also.
The most points in an NFL game since 1966, and they probably could have hit the record at 70. The record 72. They could have kicked a field goal for 73, but you know what? It was probably the right thing to do and say, "Hey guys, we're not gonna do that to you."
I know Brandon's a college football guy. Not a good week for Colorado.
Oh yeah.
No, they also got dominated.
They also got dominated. Pretty bad.
Yeah, which I was happy to see that too.
All right, we are the Fantasy Football Fools. Check us out, fantasyfootballfools.com, and Fantasy Fools Pod on X, formerly Twitter. I was doing a couple little tweets during that Miami game saying, what the heck's going off? Going off, exactly, over there. All right, let's get into it.
Oh, son of a, that's going to leave a mark.
Injuries and news. There wasn't as many injuries this week as
there was some big ones though.
Yeah, there were a couple big ones. Mike Williams was
the
biggest.
Yeah, that's the big one. Yeah.
Unfortunately, he is out for the season.
ACL. Surprise, surprise.
Yet again.
Yeah, I feel like we see him getting hurt a lot, right? Each year, I feel like he's always kind of a guy who's injured, and yeah, it's tough to see him coming off a really good performance, being 121 yards and a touchdown. So yeah, definitely hurts the Chargers offense, but it'll be next man up there in LA.
You like Joshua Palmer, Quentin Johnson. We'll talk about both of them later on. Derek Carr, former Raider, now Saint, now not playing, shoulder AC joint sprain, his throwing shoulder. That's the big issue.
Oh, I thought it was his other. Oh, that's bad. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Even though I feel like the whole team, that whole offense wasn't quite gelling like the way they thought they were going to at this point. I do think that with time they were going to get a lot smoother, but this is a big setback for them. And I do believe that they would have won the game if he hadn't gotten hurt. But now we know what Jameis is. We know what his game style is. We've seen it all before, so this is big trouble for the Saints.
I'm excited for Jameis, to be honest. I think we're going to see an increase in fantasy points because he's either A, going to check it deep to Chris Olave, or he's going to throw a pick, and then they're going to be trailing. He's going to have to throw it even more.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of points, fantasy-wise.
I'm excited to watch the adventures of Jameis. Yeah.
What does that do for Kamara? Like Kamara? Because the last couple of years, Kamara's like all his points, all his stats, everything, all his numbers, they went down because Jameis is such a gunslinger. So are we back in the same boat? Which is not good news for me since I have him and I'm waiting on this.
You know,
I think, go ahead, Jesse.
I think he's going to have a slow start anyway. I mean, it's been a while since he's played some football. I mean, maybe he's in great, great shape, but you know, it's an okay offense. I just don't know that Kamara's going to come and be that it factor for them. I think that Jameis may actually open up the offense for him a little bit more.
Yeah, I think as you mentioned, it might take him a little while to get going, right? We've seen a lot of guys off to a slow start that didn't play in the preseason and things like that. So it'll take a couple games to get in. And yeah, Jameis not known for, you know, checking the ball down to his running back. So we'll see what the Saints want to do, if they want to, you know, trust the defense and try to play it safe. But I don't know if Jameis is built to do that for them.
Gus Edwards concussion. I don't know where he is in the protocol. I don't have an update. Anybody have an update on that?
No, not I.
No update. Yeah, still early in the week. Yeah, again, they're kind of since J.K. Dobbins went down, kind of Gus Edwards was there splitting carries with Justice Hill. So it's kind of I think Melvin Gordon saw some action. So you've seen a lot of different guys kind of running the ball for them. So again, I don't know if that's a backfield I want any piece of right now.
No, yeah, they said they reiterated that they want the committee approach, and so. You never know what's going to go on back there.
We saw Lamar run for 100 yards and 2 touchdowns too. So there's another piece of that backfield that might get some more work.
Yeah, he was on my team. Another, this one came out after the game. So, you know, we can talk about the game a little bit, but the Raider game, that call was the most ridiculous call ever. But I don't know why the coach did it, but it turns out Jimmy Garoppolo was checked for a concussion after the game, and now he's in concussion protocol. So we don't know when that happened. We don't know why he thought they needed 2 possessions when they only needed 1, but that was just a horrible ending to that game.
He should be fired yesterday.
Yeah, are we sure they're not checking Josh McDaniels for a concussion?
Yeah,
I don't know. Not only did he make that mistake, he made that same mistake twice. Like, they did it and then had the penalty, and then he did it again. So he basically just lost time, still went for the field goal. Like, so dumb. It was absolutely terrible decision.
Classic Raiders. Check out Garoppolo, and, you know, who knows? Maybe the backup will be better for them.
I don't think anybody was starting Garoppolo. Was anybody actually starting Garoppolo anywhere?
No, they weren't. But, you know, he's a big name, and we're going to
2 quarterbacks only. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other injuries of note?
There was. I don't know now.
Other people got hurt. Yes.
Probably. I thought that was another big one but I can't think of it now. So it was probably Garoppolo that I heard about late.
It was pretty light on injuries this week, which is good if you're a fantasy owner, and good if you're in the NFL not getting hurt. So, of course we have right now, the game going on, and a blank on the Cincinnati quarterback, Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
wow.
Joe Burrow.
He's hobbling around a little bit over there, but he's playing.
He's actually looked the best that he has all season. So I think that's certainly a good sign of things to come. He was questionable all week, questionable up until, you know, an hour before game time. So he's toughing it out. He's a tough guy. Certainly playing well tonight, I think, bodes well for the rest of the season.
Yeah, especially because he probably didn't practice a whole lot either. So it's like this whole time, he didn't get any practice in the preseason because he was hurt. He came back, he probably started, you know, still a little hurt, and then re-aggravates the injury. And so it's just been rough for him. So it's going to be a neat, like, it was a slow start, and this could probably slow it down some more. But like you said, he's looking a little bit better, but obviously still not 100%. So we'll see how that keeps going.
Let's get into our fantasy tops.
Awesome!
These guys were awesome this week, and they were number one top of their position. So let's start with quarterback. Justin Herbert had 38 points. We do standard format points, 6 points for quarterback touchdowns. He had 405 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. And, you know, 11 yards rushing. Why not throw in 11 yards there?
Elseo, talk about your boy.
So I hate this guy because he'll put on a performance like this and you love him. And then when you need him, he will score 1 point. And multiple people in our league have suffered that injury, if you will. This is the game that I was talking about that it was going to be a shootout. Last week, I was like, play everybody in this game. And it worked out for a lot of people because there was a lot of, like you said, he's one of the tops this week. So his receivers did really well. I mean, other than one getting hurt, but they both scored a lot of points. And on the other side, Addison didn't, but
Jefferson?
But Jefferson did. He had a day. Yeah. And yeah, so.
Jefferson did Jefferson things. You know what? We will talk about the number two quarterback also. Tua, 37 points, just 1 point less, 309 yards, 4 passing touchdowns. Yeah, Miami was on fire, and we'll hear a lot of Miami names coming up here.
But while we're talking about Miami, I think one of the most impressive things is they did that without Jaylen Waddle, like literally their second best receiver. That is incredible, incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on my bench out.
Yeah, they are, like you said, they're like are on fire. It's going to be.
They got a good team, man. They got a good team.
They play Buffalo, right? Coming up
this week,
this
monster
week.
Game.
Yeah, yeah, that's a huge game because that's for the division right there, basically, you know? So, like, it's going to be a good, like, preview of what could be later on, you know?
And let's talk about one more, the number six quarterback on the week with 25 points, 361 yards, 2 touchdowns, the Red Rocket himself, Andy Dalton.
I don't know why everybody hates him so much. And I mean, he's had some, so back when he was, you know, in his prime with AJ Green, they had a lot of success in Cincinnati. I mean, not enough obviously, cause they didn't win many playoff games, but I feel like for fantasy wise, he did pretty well back then. And then he eventually got traded and wasn't doing great. And he hasn't been doing great. And I feel like he finally found an offense that works for him and he's showing it, you know? So he's especially right now, like if you need a quarterback, you shouldn't hesitate to take him. I think he's going to do a good job all there. He can get you through a tough week or two. So yeah, I know he's got a bad reputation for the last couple of years, but I think he can come through on this year on this team as long as he's in. I don't know how long he's actually going to get it. Like
yeah,
play.
I don't know if Bryce Young's coming back in or are they going to roll with Dalton?
I'm sure when he's ready he will. But so that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he's got another week, maybe if that or maybe two, like if any. I don't know.
Wide receivers, Keenan Allen, that other stack right there with Herbie, 32 points, 215 yards, no touchdowns. I'm sorry, he had one passing touchdown.
Threw a touchdown. Yeah.
Isn't that the play where he got hurt?
It was a touchdown to Mike Williams. I'm not sure if that's where he got hurt or not.
I think that's where he got hurt. I'm not sure, but I think so.
Keenan Allen, 18 catches, 215 yards, and that was with Mike Williams. So I can't imagine how many targets he's going to get peppered with moving forward, but just a great performance from a guy who's just always so solid when he plays.
And the number two, he had 20 targets. Number two also had 20 targets, 30 points for Davante Adams, 172 yards, 2 touchdowns. Those guys are great.
Did you see the highlights of that? Well, I saw this video that somebody edited together. And it was like the Raiders just lost to a team that was saying, it said something like pulling Madden moves or something. And it was all these like ridiculous missed tackles and they're just like jumping at weird times and all these weird things that the cornerbacks were doing and stuff. And it was like, oh, and the Raiders still figured out how to lose to these guys. So I thought that was interesting and inspiring.
Yeah, there was a whole drive at the end there where they had like a ton of random penalties. They just kept the drive going, you know. The refs were the MVPs there.
But Raiders gonna Raiders.
Tyreek Hill, 22 points, 157 and 1, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'll just do that, and I'm good. Just you know, run the ball.
He just wanted one, just for his girlfriend.
And I want to talk about one more, number four, Tank Dell. We'll talk about him later, but he had 145 and 1. Great performance from him. Moving on to running backs. Here's where it gets fun. Devon Achane. This guy will for sure be the number one waiver wire pickup this week. 51 points, 203 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 30 yards through the air, 2 more touchdowns. He's only rostered in 42% of Yahoo leagues. But hold on, before we talk about him, number two, Raheem Mostert on the same team. 82 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns, 60 yards through the air, and another TD.
Remember insane. When I tried to make him my boss to the wall and I was like, no, that's too easy. Little did I know. This game or these guys, the thing is like obviously they were getting away with murder yesterday, and nobody was doing anything about it. So is how much is he actually going to like get to contribute from now on? Were they letting him have so many touches because of the position that they were in the game? Or is it like, oh no, we're actually trying to get these guys some touches? Like, where do you guys see that going?
I was going to say, he got a lot of work early. So I think, he's a rookie. So this is kind of the first big game action he's seen. He's a little banged up to start the year. But he's the guy that fits into their offense. He's super fast. He's electric. They have Mostert. They have Jeff Wilson, who is on injured reserve right now. He'll be back at some point. I think you might see them continue to kind of rotate through guys, play the hot hand. But he's certainly explosive and capable of a big play touchdown anytime he touches the ball. So, I think he's going to be a huge pickup, but I don't know that he's, the number one guy there. Mostert's been a monster all year. I think they're going to continue to split carries. But again, he's part of the best offense in football, and you kind of want as many pieces of that as you can get.
Yeah, I mean, all those guys are super fast. I mean, Mostert, if you're not going to cover him, A-Chain, if you're not going to cover him, Hill, Waddle, where does it end? Someone's going to have a humongous game. Miami looks like the best team in the AFC, possibly the best team in the NFL right now. Not just from that performance. They've looked pretty well all season long. We'll see what happens. Kenneth Walker takes the third spot, 26 points, 97 and 2 touchdowns, 59 through the air. And then number four right here, a little pickup that Brandon got a week or two ago, Zach Moss. Someone's got to run the ball over there. 23 yards and a touchdown through the air, 122 rushing. How do you feel about that, Brandon?
Yeah, no, I like him a lot. I wish I would have played him this week. Instead I was stuck playing Josh Kelly, who I thought would have a good game against Minnesota. He's been terrible. Zach Moss looks like the guy. They're going to run the ball. He was outstanding for the second week in a row, and he's getting all the work. He's literally, I think, playing all the snaps, unlike most teams that distribute between multiple guys. So again, 30 carries this week, which is incredible. He caught a touchdown as well as rushing for over 100 yards. So I'm curious to see, if Jonathan Taylor ever comes back, what this looks like or how that gets split up. But he's certainly been super successful, and they've been playing some close games that he's been getting a lot of work.
I picked up Kareem Hunt, but Jerome Ford right here, number six running back on the week. He's the guy. I think Hunt is going to back him up and be third down role right there. But 16 points, he got a touchdown, two touchdowns out of him, which kind of saved the day. He didn't have very many yards.
That game
was... Yeah, so I think, just touching on that real quick. Yeah, he played Tennessee, and Tennessee is really good against the run, and they're terrible against the pass. So he only ran 10 times for 18 yards, did score a touchdown, and then caught another touchdown through the air. So I think you start to see him be a little bit better on the ground again, just a really tough matchup against Tennessee. But as you mentioned, I think he's the guy. He's the guy that they, chose as the backup to Chubb in the offseason. They could have signed Kareem Hunt then. They didn't. Obviously they re-signed him now, but they essentially already chose Ford over him during the offseason.
All right, moving on to tight end. All these great tight ends, right? Well, is the top tight end in our league taken? No. What about number two? No. What about number three? No. Sam Laporta, number one tight end on the week. He had 84 yards and a touchdown, 11 targets. That's pretty impressive. He's looks like a good pickup if you need a tight end.
Yeah, he's one of those rookie tight ends. Remember I said just take like two rookies at the end of your draft and hope for the best. And if he was one of the ones you took, you're obviously sitting in a nice position.
And then Pharaoh Brown, New England, and Donald Parham from the Chargers, number two and three right there. Again, these guys aren't going to have weeks like this every week. As a matter of fact, Pharaoh Brown didn't even play the first 2 weeks, I don't think.
He's the third string tight end there because they have Gesicki, they have Hunter Henry. Yeah, so there's no way anybody owns him except like his brother or something in his fantasy league.
He's owned in 0% of leagues.
Never heard of him before this week.
Yeah. And then, of course, number four, Travis Kelce himself. The man that is dating, maybe, I don't know, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift took over the NFL.
I really don't want to talk about this.
We got to talk about this.
I only have one thing to say about this. is that Travis Kelce, you know, he catches touchdowns for 6 points, and his girls that he gets are sixes. Taylor Swift, she's a six.
I saw that somewhere, and I thought it was funny. I'm just like, people are making such a big deal about it, and I was like, okay, who cares? Like, I don't care. Like, I don't dislike her. I don't care about them. I don't know them personally. But just the amount of attention that this is getting is just kind of like, all right, let's move on. It's kind of like when Freddie Freeman kept crying in Atlanta, you know? It's like, all right, man, let's just move on. Like, it's kind of like that feeling, you know? It's just like, okay, thanks for letting us know. Let's get over this now.
Oh, this is just the beginning. We'll not be moving on all season. You will see Taylor Swift references for the rest of the season.
It's going to be a great breakup song.
I'm going to go on record. Taylor Swift's a 10, all right? Give it a 10.
No,
give it a 10.
No.
Yeah.
Average at best.
You go, Kelce. I approve.
By the way, I know we don't want to talk about this anymore, but the Chiefs play at the Jets next Sunday night in New York, Sunday Night Football. That's where she lives. Guaranteed to be there again.
Yep. Saw them in the convertible on the way out of the...
I feel like Jesse cares more about this story than he does any other games now.
Hey, it was all over the place. You had people...
Yeah, that's why I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Did you hear the red zone announcer?
No.
Geez. Oh, it was great.
I don't know. Maybe I did. I don't know. But I was just like, oh, okay, cool. There she is. Okay. Oh, the rumors are true. Okay, cool. Okay, let's move past it. Nope, we're going to stick on this? Okay.
Hey, you know what? Everybody tweet at us and let us know what you think about TK and TS. I don't know.
Go all to right. TMZ for that stuff.
Yeah. There's other places for that.
All right, moving on to kickers, our favorite, Matt Gay, Indianapolis, 24 points. That's a lot of points.
That was all field goals.
It was.
That whole game.
That's what he does.
That was a surprisingly good game. Well, not good game. It was just Baltimore. It was just awful. So, yeah. So that was it was cool to see it, but it was just a terrible game.
4 50-yard field goals. That can win you the week. And defense, this could also win you the week. You had these guys, right? Buffalo, 33 points. They had 9 sacks. 9 sacks, wow. 4 interceptions, 1 fumble recovery, 1 touchdown, and a 4th down stop against your boy. And we'll talk about him in a minute.
And I might still lose this.
Well... If you were playing against any Miami players, it's an automatic loss pretty much this week.
Well, here's the thing is right now I'm up by 3 points, but I have McPherson, the kicker, and he has Joe Mixon. So whatever happens in the... Oh, I'm about to get another field goal. So
just got a 50-yarder.
Yeah. Okay. So I think I could be okay, but there's still 7 minutes left in over 7 minutes in the game, so anything can happen.
Yeah,
still.
We'll keep it posted. And like you said, 7 minutes left, and Brandon is still beating me by 2 points. I still need those 2 points to tie 3-1.
It's a slow death. It's a slow death that's coming.
Buffalo did some good things for you, and let's move on to the other side.
You blew it.
These guys certainly did blow. Quarterback Sam Howell, we just talked about it. He got sacked 9 times, threw 4 interceptions, and he got, I don't think I've ever seen this, negative 10 points in fantasy.
That's a lot of negative. Like, usually you see -1, -2, if anything. But, yeah, negative 10 is man, that sucks. That's
That's worse than, like, not playing a kicker or something. Like, it's crazy. That's over 0.
So hopefully nobody was playing him. Another quarterback that didn't do very well. He got 8 points. Justin Fields continues his struggle bust this year. 3 sacks, 1 interception, 47 rushing yards, 99 through the air, and 1 touchdown.
It appears to be that he's turning into Tim Tebow.
I was going to say, is he the biggest like disappointment so far this season?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right, like he's supposed to be like a top 5 or 6 quarterback, like of the guys that aren't injured and things, obviously.
Yeah.
Like guys that you've played every week.
I think Josh Jacobs might be the biggest one.
No. I think he is a huge disappointment, but I think it's Justin Fields because people are expecting the kind of production they got from him at the end of last year, but I guess this year he came in thinking like I'm going to throw the ball and I'm not going to get hurt, and it looks like they told him like not to run, and he is not good at throwing the ball. It turns out. because he wasn't throwing it a lot last year. And they're like, oh, we'll get him a receiver. Nah, I don't think that was the problem. I think he's just a runner and not, he's a Tim Tebow, you know, so he's not an actual quarterback. He's a running back.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a him problem or a coaching problem or a little bit of both. You know, he kind of came out and said that.
Well, I think that's because, like, I think it's because they were saying, like, maybe they told him, like, we need you to throw the ball and not run. And so I'm thinking maybe that's why he said that. I don't, you know, but running is his style, right? What do you think, Brandon? Because you took a look at him from college, I'm sure, so.
Yeah, he wasn't a bad passer in college, but again, they were just out-talenting everybody. He was at Ohio State, so he's okay. I think the problem with him is he can't go through reads, so he kind of, if his first guy is not there, his instinct is to take off and run, and he's been, yeah, like you said, running a little bit less, but he can't read through NFL defenses. So he's an elite athlete. There's certainly no question about that, but he's not good enough to beat him through the air consistently.
Wide receivers, Jahan Dotson, again, Washington, makes sense. Got you 2 fantasy points. You know, Jahan Dotson's not a huge name, but people are playing him, and 2 points is not a lot. So 21 points, 0 touchdowns. Not somebody you wanted to have on your team. Garrett Wilson, that's another big name not doing so well. You know, Aaron Rodgers is out, and it's struggling over there in New York as well. 4 fantasy points, 48 yards.
I'll be honest, 48 yards is probably more than I thought he was going to get.
Fair.
He's just like, the problem is it's so hard to sit him. Obviously, you took him so early if you have him on your team, and he's capable, like we saw last week where he had that like 70-yard touchdown. That was like his only catch. But he's capable of doing that. Again, I'm on the like bandwagon of like, New York, please get a quarterback. Like, you can't do this to yourselves. Like, they were in the game against New England, right? They only scored 10 points, lost 15-10, but like, just get somebody. Like, it can't be Zach Wilson the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's rough over there, and you saw it on the sidelines too. They were kind of not happy with each other. Running back, let's stay with Washington. Antonio Gibson, -1 points. I don't think a lot of people took him super early, but still -1 points. The fumble, he had a fumble that did it. And then you had him, Brandon. You played him, Joshua Kelly, with 1 fantasy point. 12 yards. That's it.
Yeah, this is the weird thing to me is that he played week one when the one game Austin Eckler played and they ran like crazy down Miami's throat. He had 91 yards and a touchdown as the backup. So sure enough, when Austin Eckler gets hurt, it feels like he's going to step right in and be the guy. They played Tennessee last week where he struggled. And so, okay, Minnesota, start up all your guys. It's going to be great, right? And they scored a ton of points, and he was just non-existent. So very frustrating that he wasn't able to kind of take control of that job while Austin Eckler was out.
He got a case of the Mattinson. Mattinson.
if you're an Eckler owner, you're pretty happy about that, though. You just want him to come back as soon as possible. Running backs, we'll stay with it. Derrick Henry, another disappointment. You know, I have Derrick Henry on my team, and yeah, he's not doing Derrick Henry things a lot of the time. He's kind of hot and cold, but 2 points this past week. It was rough.
I think one of the things with him too, and this is kind of a weird stat I saw today, in the first 3 games of the season, he's actually been out-snapped in 2 of the 3 games by the backup, by Tyjae Spears. He's played more snaps than Derrick Henry in 2/3 of the game, which is certainly not what you want to see. Some of that is game script dependent when they're behind and they're throwing, and so he's coming out of the game. But those are downs that he used to play a few years ago, and he's not getting that work this year.
Yeah, that's it's a slow, you know, there's a falling off the cliff and then a slow downhill roll.
You said that some of this is, or a lot of this is game script, but do you think that this is the beginning of the decline?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, everybody's been like waiting for it. Like, when's it going to happen? Has it begun? Is this it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I said it could be that. It could be that they just want to preserve him for the playoffs, but it's more than likely his downfall. He's getting older. He's, you know, doesn't have that run, that burst that he used to have.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, he's gotten, 300 carries like every year of his career for the last several years. And that stuff just starts to take some wear and tear. And the offensive line isn't as good as it was a few years ago either. So just not getting those free runs that he used to get.
Tight ends that have been a disappointment. not just this week, but all 3 weeks, I believe. Darren Waller, not so much the baller, with 2 fantasy points, 20 yards. And I'm just going to bundle them together here. Mark Andrews with 3 fantasy points. You drafted those guys pretty early. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking it's tight end, you know, and like we said, there's just not very many good ones. It's hard to get consistent play. You got him so early, you're sticking with them. Because again, I think there are some of the elite guys at their position, and there's very few of them. So there's going to be up and down weeks, and you just got to live with it.
All right, let's move on to some waiver wire pickups. These guys will be going, and I don't know
why you...
I think I doubled that up right there, but not the first one. just so you listen.
Well, people don't know what they're saying, guys. He put Sam Howell
is the first one out here. You do not want to pick up Sam Howell as a waiver wire pickup. But the next one, possibly C.J. Stroud from Houston, had 280 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's looked pretty good so far.
Doesn't he kind of look a cartoon character, like a cartoon like alien or something? He's got a very unique shaped head and ears, I think, or something.
Okay.
great perspective there. He's been really good. I mean, the Texans went on the road and beat Jacksonville in a big win for him. He's the first rookie quarterback to throw over 100 passes in his first 3 games and not throw an interception. So he's been awesome. He's thrown for about 800 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He's been really, really solid on a team that's really surprised me the last few weeks.
Maybe he's an alien, and that's why he's so good. I don't know. So you may be on to something.
It's something. It's something for sure.
Jameis Winston, of course, we talked about Derek Carr, the injury there. He had 101 yards replacing him this game. But moving forward, I think could be someone to monitor. Depends on how deep your league is and how bad you need a quarterback there. Running back, of course, this will be the number one pickup, guaranteed. He will be 100% rostered in Yahoo leagues by next week. Devon Achane, again, like Brandon said, it's not going to be that every single week. I think that Mostert has the job there, and their backfield will rotate. But
he is going to get some action, and if Mostert gets hurt, he's going to be the man.
And he's just good. He's just good, man.
Yeah, he's explosive. Yeah.
And then Tank Dell, Houston wide receiver, 145 yards and a touchdown. He'll probably be the number two pickup this week. Houston, you know, Nico Collins and Tank Dell, they're doing some things over there. We didn't think Houston was going to do that, right? But there you go, C.J. Stroud, the alien. Romeo Doubs, 73 yards and a touchdown. Jordan Love did not have his 3 touchdowns this week, but he continues to generally look good.
I don't think he was looking good, but he was able to score.
Yeah,
like that. Like that was not. It was one of those ugly games that we talked about last week. It's just been like, oh, that's not a. You know, it was just kind of a lot of nothing, and then at the end, he was able to score and save the day, his fantasy day basically. But it was not a pretty game, and I think that's when I think of him, I was like, okay, he's getting the job done, even though it doesn't look great. Just it's working, you know.
Marvin Mims Jr. from the Denver Broncos. Somebody had to score. He had 73 yards and a touchdown. He's fast. He's got that big play ability, but he plays for the Broncos.
Yeah, he does. And that touchdown was actually a kick return touchdown, yeah, too. Yep. He's only played like 20 snaps this year, but he has a kick return touchdown. He had like a 60-yard touchdown reception last week, went over 100 yards. He's barely played, but he's put up some big numbers. Again, I don't see why they're not going to start playing him more with as bad as they've been.
And then we talked about Joshua Kelly not being great. We talked about Mike Williams' season-ending injury. Quentin Johnson, Joshua Palmer. Quentin Johnson only had 10 yards. Joshua Palmer, 66 yards and a touchdown. I think Palmer's the one who's going to benefit the most from this, but Quentin Johnson will, you know, move up into that slot role or that third wide receiver role. So someone to maybe monitor moving forward. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think Palmer's the guy right now. I think Johnson's probably the guy long-term as he gets more comfortable in this offense.
And then Jacoby Myers, Las Vegas Raiders, 85 yards. You know, the 1-2 punch right there. That's what did Devontae have? 175 and then 85 for Jacoby. So he's good, man. He made some pretty good catches in this game, and he's kind of he impressed me. So, you know, he's not a number one receiver, obviously, but wide receiver 2, 3.
Maybe. I mean, I know what you're trying to say, but all I hear is he impressed you. But then yeah, I'm like, but so do the Cowboys. And then I can't take it seriously when you say that.
But also, who's going to throw to him this week? That's the issue. All right. Tight end Sam Laporta. Again, we talked about him. Detroit, 84 yards and a touchdown. Check him out. Tight ends, you just kind of, you know, get one of Brandon's darts and throw it. All right. Somebody's got to do the math here.
Hey, so before you, because you touched on it a little bit, so I was just want to like bring it up back to the Garoppolo thing. So there's this guy that I work with, and we were talking about how he always gets hurt. And I don't know if I talked to you guys about it too, but I was saying like, whoa, he was like, what's the over under on like when he's going to get hurt? And I had told him, and maybe you guys, week 4. I was like, Garoppolo will get hurt before week 4. And he got hurt. And I know this is a concussion protocol, so it's not like he's out for the season or anything, you know, but this could take him out of the week or out of the game next week. We're not sure. But even if it's close, do you think that the team might be like, hey, let's see what O'Connell, is that his name? O'Connell is going to do for us?
Aiden O'Connell.
Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, because that guy is really good, I think, you know? And so I don't know if like, will they be like, oh, let's just put him in for this week just to see how it goes. And then what are the chances you think that they're going to keep him? Be like, all right, Jimmy, we're done. Thanks.
I mean, he looked good in the preseason, but it was also the preseason. He wasn't playing against first team. So yeah, I mean, I think he has potential, but who's the backup? Blaine?
I forget his name. He's the guy that like backed up pretty much every team. He was a starter for the Browns, and then he became a backup for a lot of different teams over the past few years. I forget his name.
The journeyman.
But no, but if they're going to...
It's Brian Hoyer.
Yeah, but if they're going to like take Jimmy out for the week, they're not going to put in Brian Hoyer because everybody knows what Brian Hoyer is. I think they'll give it to the rookie and be like, let's see what he can do. You know, just to see like, all right, can we move forward with this guy if we have to? But like, I think that they'll use the concussion as an excuse to get him in there.
So you're telling me that the Raiders coach is going to make a smart decision?
I think he's going to be forced to because nothing's working right now. So it's like, this is the time that would be like, let's just put him in there for a week and see how he does. You know, why not?
Or he's just going to put in Brian Hoyer and
what like, do you have to lose though?
Like a field goal.
You're not going to do anything with this season, so you might as well see what you got.
Maybe the kicker can just be quarterback. All right, let's move on.
I don't even know what that means. Maybe the kick. I'm actually giving you a quarterback, something that could happen. You're like, oh, or maybe they could just put in the kicker. Like what?
Exactly. That's exactly how McDaniels.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Coaches the.
Brandon, did you follow that? Because I was so.
No, I was just being quiet over here.
All right. Let's move on to our matchups. Yes. All right. So before this past week, week 3, I was 6-4. Brandon, you were 4-6. And LSAO, you were 2-8. And we did some picks. So we picked Atlanta at Detroit. Detroit by 3.5 points. And who picked who? Let's see. Me and Brandon picked Atlanta. LSAO picked Detroit. And Detroit destroyed them 20-6.
Destroyed. I don't know why. I don't know what people's thing is with Atlanta. Everybody thinks Atlanta is better than they are. Move on.
Well, they weren't good this week. So you win that one. Next up, New Orleans at Green Bay. Green Bay by 1.5 points. And I picked Green Bay, Brandon picked Green Bay, and you decided to pick New Orleans. And New Orleans lost, but by 1 point.
They still covered.
So they covered. Yeah. LSAO takes the W there as well. We had the Chargers at Minnesota Vikings, Chargers by 1 point. Me and Brandon picked Minnesota. Brandon, what were we doing last week?
Are you sure? Are you sure that was the picks? Also, did you pick the Chargers?
I don't remember. I think I picked Minnesota.
I have you as Minnesota, and I have me as the Chargers. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we can leave it the way Jesse wrote it down.
Well, we can listen to it if we need to, but I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure I took.
Were the other two correct? The other two games?
Yeah.
Okay. So just that one. All right. Well, Brandon wins that one then. And then the Chargers 28, Minnesota 24. Unfortunately, being a Raiders fan. And then Pittsburgh at Las Vegas Raiders. Pittsburgh by 1.5, and they covered 23-18. Not as close as it actually looks, in my opinion. Brandon, LSAO, you guys picked Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yep.
I picked the Raiders, which was unfortunate. So I'm 0-4. All right, last game, Philadelphia at Tampa Bay.
Oh, Nakua just got a big one.
Oh, there we go.
It's just coming up on our screen.
Oh, I got 109 points. I have 109 points, and I am currently beating Brandon. Take him out. No fumbles. All right, we're good.
Oh, yeah, that was a monster. Oh, my God.
Our TV's behind. Don't you hate that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Philadelphia at Tampa Bay, Philly by 5.5, and they won 25-11. So we all picked Philadelphia, and that means I get one win. So this week, I'm 1-4. Brandon's 3-2. Is that right? And yep. LSAO's 4-1. I have to do some quick math here.
Yeah, after last week, I was like, I got to get it together, man. I got to catch up because I was had a rough start. So happy with this one. Minnesota was so close yet so far. So almost a 5-5.
So that means I am 7-8. Brandon is 7-8. And LSAO is 6-9.
Yeah, I'm coming up the rear.
All right. Well, let's go into this week's matchup, shall we? All right. We're going to pick Detroit at the Los Angeles Chargers. These game lines may have changed. I wrote this before. No, I wrote this yesterday after the game, so this should be correct. Chargers by 4. You like Detroit. You like the Chargers. You want to kick it off?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I like Detroit and I like the Chargers.
Well, you picked Detroit, and
I don't like the Chargers.
Well, neither do I. But okay,
I'm so confused. I'll do it. Yes. All right. So Detroit.
Can I jump in real quick? Because this isn't even a real game. Detroit is playing Green Bay on Thursday night.
Oh man, Jesse,
who picks these games, man? Who does this?
The Chargers are playing the Raiders. I don't know if that was the game.
Oh, no, we don't need to pick that game.
Wow, I don't know.
Unless we all want to win with the Chargers.
I don't know who picks these games, man. All right, Brandon, you pick the games. Go.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
No, I'll look them up right here.
Well, we got Miami Buffalo for sure.
Fantasy Football Fools. That's what we're doing over here. Week 4 matchups. Can't talk about them.
Oh, man. Like I said, there's Miami-Buffalo that we can start with while you're doing whatever.
Yeah, Miami-Buffalo. We just got to get the spread, though. Hold on. Let me get the spreads here. Go to the... You got the spread on that? Anybody?
Buffalo by 2.5. I think you have it in there.
Yeah, it's in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, so just that game. It's just...
Yeah, I think it was just the first
game.
Yeah, it's
just that.
Just make that one Detroit at Green Bay. That's a Thursday nighter.
Detroit at Green Bay. All right, let's start there. Detroit... Oh, no, we'll go back to it. Miami at Buffalo. I got to get the spread. Buffalo by 2.5. All right, somebody start off.
Brandon, go ahead.
All right, I'll go first. Yeah, this is the game of the week for sure. Two potent offenses. Really, really fun one. Is Miami for real? They're facing a potential, Super Bowl potential team in Buffalo. I'm going to just be betting on Miami until someone actually slows them down. So I'll take Miami getting the 2.5 points in Buffalo.
So this is a great game. I can't wait to watch this. And I don't know if you remember, was it last year or 2 years ago? I don't remember that, but it was when they were playing and it was back and forth. And Tua beat Josh Allen, because remember at the end he went and hugged him and Josh Allen put his head on his shoulder pad, you know, and he was listening to whatever Tua was doing, whatever. So this is going to be that kind of game. If you guys remember, it was a great game. It's going to be another good one, and it's going to go down to the wire. I honestly think that this pick is kind of a coin flip because it could go anyway, but I'm with Brandon. I'm not going to bet against Miami until they give me a reason not to, so I'm taking Miami.
Oh, man. I really wanted to go Miami also. I think I have to. I think they're gonna do it. So, you know, I'd love to go against you guys, but I think part of me thinks they're gonna be, you know, drunk off the win and just kind of get destroyed. But a bigger part of me says no, they're too dang good. They're gonna take out the Bills.
Also, this is the way that Buffalo started. I mean, this is a good match to see like where they're really at. You know, because obviously we know how they lost, and everybody was like, what's going on? And everybody kind of was like, all right, well, Buffalo's done. And I don't think they are. I think they still have a good chance to go all the way, but this is a really good preview of which one of these teams can, you know, it's going to be either one that can make it all the way, but like, this is going to be a great game to watch.
All right. What about Baltimore at Cleveland? Cleveland by 1.5.
I was shocked at how well Cleveland handled Tennessee this weekend. I was not expecting that at all. I thought Tennessee was going to put up much more of a fight, especially because of their run defense. You know, I'm like, oh, and then without Chubb and everything. And surprisingly, they handled it and made it look easy almost, you know. So I'm shocked by that. But Baltimore is a different animal, I think. And they're like in another tier up above Cleveland. So I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Me next? Okay. I agree with you. I think Cleveland is actually getting into their own. You know, they're kind of, you know, getting the pace, trying to figure themselves out. I think that they're getting there, but Baltimore's also doing that. And they have the running game. They've been doing it for years. They have Lamar, who's just great. And if they can get Flowers more involved and Mark Andrews, I think that they can go above and beyond. So I'm going to go with Baltimore also.
Okay. Well, LSAO had texted me earlier in the week and he sent me, I don't know, some Deshaun Watson meme or something. And yeah. I said I was officially out and I'm off the bandwagon, but I'm back for this game. Give me Cleveland -1.5. They looked good last week without Nick Chubb. I think they do it again here at home. Their defense is nasty. Give me the Browns -1.5.
So are you still on the Deshaun Watson bandwagon or just the team general?
No. I'm out on the team and Deshaun Watson, but I think they can win this game. They're as soon as they lost Nick Chubb, then they can't do the things they want to do because they want to run the ball really effectively with Chubb. They want to play good defense, keep the game close, and let Watson make a play here or there. But now they're going to rely too much on Watson. But again, I still think they can get it done this game, just not for the whole season.
It's official. The Monday night game is over. I have won 110-107. Woo! I pulled it out.
Garbage time. Garbage time.
Still counts. Tampa Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans by 3.
Well, it's Jameis. And it's Baker. So this game.
That's why I put it on.
Anything can happen. I do think Baker, the game that he played earlier today, did finally kind of get put in his place. I feel like he was riding high, and he was like, everybody's like, oh, he's doing so well. And then he played the Eagles, and he came crashing back down to earth. Now, the Saints are not the Eagles, but they do have a pretty good defense. If Jameis Winston can get them scoring at all, I think that the Saints can take it. Like I said, I think the Saints would have won this last week had Carr not gotten hurt. So we'll see what the situation is like. But between these two teams, I still got to give it to New Orleans, even down a quarterback. I just have no faith in Baker.
Go ahead, Brandon.
I'll go next. Yeah. This game, like we said, anything can happen here. There's a lot of so many factors that can go with these quarterbacks trying to make plays. I did like what I saw from Tampa today, but not enough to make me take them in the... I'm still debating, but I think I am going to go with... You know what? Give me Tampa Bay in the points. I'm going to take Tampa Bay plus 3 points. I don't trust Jameis.
Ooh, all right. This is tough. I'm still not sure. I was going to go either way. Here's the thing. Kamara's coming back. He's going to be here this week. So they could just run the heck out of the ball. But they're playing Tampa Bay. It's a
no, but we talked about that earlier. Jameis Winston does not. I mean, they could run the but
it's Tampa Bay. It's not a good run defense. So he's going to have to pass. And I don't know if it's one of those things where he could have four touchdowns, but he could have four interceptions. It could go either way.
And that's for both quarterbacks. I don't even know who you're talking about right now.
No, I think Baker's looked a lot better. As a matter of fact, I don't know if this is true, but I thought I heard a stat yesterday where Baker was one. I think he was the last team that had not turned over the ball. I think that's correct. And I don't know if they did tonight, but they were the last team in the NFL.
They did. Yeah. He threw
a pick tonight.
Yeah.
So, hey, it was the last one. I guess that counts for something.
I told you. He came crashing down, and he's going to continue to crash even harder.
Well, I'm going to have to go against you. Let's go Tampa Bay. Woo!
Good. I'm glad.
All right. New England at Dallas. This one's interesting because Dallas just got destroyed by Arizona.
Well, everybody was really high on Dallas and like that defense, you know, that defense. But who has Dallas played so far this year?
I don't know. I have to look it up. But
it's New York and New York. So the Jets, who have a terrible offense, and the Giants, who started as, oh my God, we all know it's terrible. So New York is not getting the job done anywhere in New York. And so Dallas comes out all, you know, puffy chest, and they put the smack down and they're like, yeah, we're doing great. But it's like, but it's New York and New York, you know? So then they should have done the same thing to Arizona to keep that going. But then Arizona put a whooping on them, and that tells you everything you need to know about Dallas.
So Dallas by 7 is the line here. Dallas over New England by 7.
Start it.
All right. So does Belichick come in and get the job done, or does Dallas have a comeback game and get right? The thing is, I think Dallas is going to win this, but I don't like the 7-point spread, so I'm going to have to go with New England.
Okay. Yeah, I think Dallas looked so bad against Arizona. I think they bounced back. I haven't liked what I've seen from New England all year. They barely beat the Jets, who had Zach Wilson at quarterback. So give me Dallas minus the 7 and a bounce back win.
This one's tough for me because I want to take New England because, you know, Dallas. And also, I think that Belichick is probably going to make them throw the ball. He's not going to let them run. He's going to, like, make sure to take care of the run. He's going to make Dallas beat him through the air. And can Dallas do that? I mean, they can. They have CeeDee Lamb, but Prescott is, like, the new Tony Romo, which is funny because it's the same team. But he's going to start throwing picks here pretty soon because that's what he does because he just did. And but 7 points is a lot, though. So this is a tough one. 7 points. No, I'm going to take New England. I don't think 7 points for Dallas against Belichick is too much. If it was 3, maybe.
You know, they were my survivor pick, and they were the fourth team in a you have to win all 4 games with the spread to win the money, and they definitely screwed me over more than once this week. All right, lastly, Detroit at Green Bay. Detroit by 1.5 is the line. You want to start it off?
I'll start here. So Detroit at Green Bay, 1.5 is the line for Detroit?
Yes.
Okay. On the road, they're favored. Okay, let me short week. I like what I've seen from Detroit. Give me Detroit minus 1.5.
Yeah, I think that another guy who's riding high like right now, and he's just kind of getting it done in like a real ugly kind of way, is Jordan Love. And so that being said, the Detroit defense is actually really good, and they will go back and forth scoring points because that's kind of how these teams are. Their offenses are I mean, the Green Bay one is kind of putting it along, but he's getting it done again, ugly. And Detroit, they got their shit together. So, and then with the edge rusher and Hutchinson, I have to go with Detroit.
All right. You know, Detroit, I think they're a good team. I think Amon-Ra's, what has he got, turf toe or something? We don't know. Something's going on there. I think this could go either way, but Jordan Love looked good the first two games, had a little bit of a struggle this week. I think he's gonna fix it and come back, and they're going to win. So I'm going to go with Green Bay, and that way I can go against you guys. Perfect. All right, our favorite segment. You get your balls to the wall, man. Balls to the wall. All right, last week I had Zay Flowers. I said he was going to do 117 yards and two touchdowns. He did 50 yards.
Sad trombone.
That's all right. It's still better than Brandon's. He had Craig Reynolds. Said he was going to do 80 yards, two touchdowns. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. And he did 15 yards.
But wait, there's more.
But it's still better than yours because you had two picks and you said we're going to change it. And we.
Well, no, I changed it because you said it was too easy.
I just put them both on here.
Well, why don't you put my third one on there then? My original one.
You said Kyren Williams.
I said somebody before him, and you guys were like, no, that's too easy.
105 yards, one touchdown.
I was going to say Raheem Mostert.
And then you said Kadarius Toney, 125 yards and one touchdown.
I also said Raheem Mostert for 100 yards and four touchdowns. Kadarius is what I said.
Kadarius Toney got 0 yards, but Kyren Williams got -1.
Yeah, yeah. So
that
pretty much
Kyren Williams got.
No, he played. Kyren Williams played tonight. He got 65 total yards.
Yeah. Like, I think you were looking at
no touchdowns.
This Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney was the one that you went with, and
he didn't play. He played like two plays, and he got one target, and that was it. And I was like, "What is he hurt? Is he, you know, what's the problem?"
Straight to the bench. Balls to the bench. All right, let's. Pick this week's balls to the wall player. These guys are going to go off. You know what? I'm going to start off.
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to go with, I had two, but I'm going to pick one right here. We're going to go with Mike Williams is no longer on that team. So Joshua Palmer is going to go off this week. I think Keenan Allen's going to have trouble, and Joshua Palmer's going to have 127 yards and two touchdowns. Pick him up. All right, moving on. Who's next?
Brandon. I'll say, what do you got?
Okay. Let's see how you guys like this one. You're going to laugh at this one, Brandon, actually, but I think it's a good one. We already know how the Minnesota games go. And now I'm looking at Mr. Adam Thielen, wide receiver, Carolina Panthers. He's been doing good. Every week he's just been getting better and better, and he's just shown that he's a safe target, basically, you know. And week one was a little rough, but then after that he did good, and this week he definitely did good. And now he's going up against Minnesota, and we all know how that game goes with Minnesota. It's going to be all offense again for both sides. So another possible shootout against Minnesota, but this time by Carolina. So give me Adam Thielen. I'm going to go 75 yards and two. Count him two touchdowns.
He had a pretty big game. Actually.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He went balls to the wall. Yeah, this
he
past
did.
Week
yeah,
for sure. Okay, my guy. It might be a little surprising to you guys. So we saw what Miami did to Denver's defense, right? They had a couple guys run for four touchdowns apiece. So now Denver might play the worst game of the week is the 0-3 Denver Broncos. Against the 0-3 Chicago Bears, right?
Oh,
terrible game.
Yep.
Nobody wants to watch it. However, you're going to watch it because you're putting this guy in your lineup. This is my balls to the wall. Not who you think it is. No, it's not going to be the Bears starting running back, Khalil Herbert. No. I think this is the week you see the rookie start to take over the backfield. So give me Bears running back Rashawn Johnson to go for 120 total yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's a good one.
All right. Yeah, I almost picked Khalil, but
I also feel like this is the week that that Fields finally gets going also. On the ground.
If not this week, then when?
Exactly. If not this week, then when? But it's he's gonna run. He's finally gonna run. I think after everything that's been going on, I think he's gonna let loose and just go. And yeah, if not this week, then when?
By the way, Adam Thielen this week, 145 yards and 1 touchdown. So yeah, he's good. He's still got it. He's old, but he's still got it. That's all we got for you here. Go check out the fantasyfootballfools.com. That's our website. Fantasy Fools Pod on X, formerly Twitter. And let us know what you want to hear, who you want to start. If you have any advice you want from us, the fools, we'll give it to you.
I'm sure they would love it. Cowboys, all cowboys.
Until next time, don't be a fool.
Stay in school.